welcome to the Max Show. Yes.
Hi.
I figured I've already got editing this weekend, so I want to have some more. No, welcome
Let it roll.
Welcome to the Max Show. Yes, we're here to discuss the week's Apple news. There is none. And I know you're sick and tired of that as a joke. It's not a joke. It's a statement of utter frustration. We've got a couple of things we can talk about. But joining me to discuss absolutely nothing is this week's fantastic panel. Wonderfully eclectic. Five of them, including Chad there, bottom left. And it's starting us off, my tour operator and guide.
Yes, sir.
Because we're going to Macworld, dude.
Yeah, welcome to Maccast Air.
I have your T-shirt. we've got tour shirts. If you've ever gone on a rugby tour, you'll know that you have to have a tour shirt.
And you do.
We have our tour shirt. There it is. Macworld Tour, the British Tech Network Macworld Tour 2014. And it does show up better than that under decent light. I've got a white one as well. But
why is the US flag on the bottom?
Because that's the way it always was. That's me f***ed when I try and get in the country.
Exactly, yep.
See, who won that thing? Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Rankin, step over here. Yeah. How you been, buddy?
I've been good.
We have.
I'm good.
I mean, I've got a decent flight. It's 512 quid to get all the way to Frisco from here, from my house, literally. And we've got a fantastic apartment, haven't we?
An awesome flat. It's a flat, right?
Yeah, it's a loft apartment.
What do we call it?
Loft apartment, and it's two blocks from Moscone.
Yeah.
And one block from 21st...
Amendment. Brewery.
Brewery.
Yeah, we're good.
So, I may not see some of the days I'm out there. I'm looking forward to it, mate. It's going to be an absolutely manic time. So
we'll do some podcasting, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to do something live. Well, we've got the use of the stage. Paul Kent's coming on next week. So he's going to tell us about what he wants from us at the show. But I've agreed to do shows there, so if you're all
Oh,
there,
really?
Yeah, we've got shows.
I need to talk to him about that. I have not talked about doing shows at Macworld, but I just meant we can
Well, when I talked about going in and last year, he said we could have the stage to do a show.
Awesome.
So we'll do it. We'll be like an Apple keynote. Everyone will be there expecting something awesome and walk out really disappointed. next to him, it's Swags. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How's things going in the Philippines? Still recovering, or?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a long time for recovery down south. But people are resilient here, they always say. They're doing really, really well, I guess you could say, as far as their spirits are up. So.
Good man. TJ should have his book soon. Tell him.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll let him know that when I next time I meet up with him or something. I didn't even know you sent him a book.
Yeah, he wanted a copy of Wired magazine.
Oh, the UK Wired version, magazine. Okay, so. I remember those tweets.
I said, I'll send it to you. No problem. Next to him, welcome return. Happy New Year to Kelly G.
Hey.
How was Crimbo and New Year?
It was awesome. I got a sonic screwdriver.
Which does what? Lights up at the end
Goes
and
like
makes
that.
A noise.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it actually make anything tighter? Apart from you with excitement.
Just like the actual sonic screwdriver, it really doesn't do much besides blink, but I can look at it and be all like, oh, mm. Just like the doctor.
You are confirmed a Doctor Who geek by the mere ownership of that. Now, are you coming to Macworld, girl?
Working on it.
Good
it's
girl.
Still up in the air right now, but hopefully.
Keep on it. Good. Make him
odds are good.
Make him a nice dinner.
come hang out at the flat.
That's not who needs convincing. That's why it's an issue.
We've got a loft. And last,
I know, and it looks awesome.
It does. And last, how do you know where we're staying?
Because I talked to Adam.
Are we not going to share with the chat room?
Yeah,
we're going to post a link.
Yeah, post a link. Do it. Yeah, I'm joking.
Post the link.
They need all the stalkers they can get.
Just don't post my address for when we're away. That's all.
It doesn't have the actual address.
My address is blocked.
Yeah, you don't get the actual address until later until you confirm it or something. So the page itself just shows what it looks like.
Apparently, Windrider says you can get a sonic screwdriver that's got a TV IR remote built into it.
You can, but the buttons are so small and it's so frustrating to use. That's why I don't have one.
Okay. And last but by no means least, it's Greeny.
Hello, chap.
Hello, mate. How the devil are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Your screen is somewhat cropped, should we say.
Is it?
Yeah, you're leaning forwards. We've got a great forehead picture. And
that's all you need, really.
That's true. That's a good point.
But my forehead's my best feature.
Have you recovered from last week?
Yeah, I'm all good. I can't see any video. Why can't I see any video?
It's broadcasting, as far as I'm aware, because the chat room are throwing abuse, so...
Really delayed. But...
Well, yeah, but it always is, isn't it? I mean, it's...
Well, some days are better than others. Justin TV's been getting further and further delayed.
Yeah, I had a word with them the other week and got really pissed off at them. And the guy said, why do you broadcast in such low quality? I'm like, don't have a pop. Git. There we go.
I look all blotchy as well. Look at that. What? I'm blue and blotchy.
That's the alcohol, mate.
That's what it is.
I know that myself.
But I'm a very funny colour. Why am I blue then?
I'm covered in cover stick here, dude. Get rid of the Alex Ferguson and Brian Clough nose. From the alcohol. The week in Apple, what's been going on?
I'll get my coat then.
Oh, and Madden, I forgot about you.
It's unbelievable.
It's always the center square that gets left out.
It's because it's because I showed the four-way view and didn't show the five-way view. I forgot you were there. I'm sorry, pal. What's what you so get?
Last week I sat out half the show because I couldn't hear anyone.
Well, are you getting a message yet? This is what you get for starting a rival Apple podcast.
Well, it has to be done, doesn't it?
Right.
It won't. No, actually, to be fair to Carl, it won't be a rival because we don't talk about Apple.
Oh my god!
Oh man!
No, we talk about Windows phones.
How did episode one go?
Episode one went well, and episode two went better, and episode three will go better still. I'm hoping so. We get in there. We're adding bits as we go. We added a chat room last on Wednesday, which will be open again this coming Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And there's one or two sound audio issues we've got to sort out, namely getting my mate Barry to talk into the microphone rather than just have it vaguely around him.
He's a lovely bloke.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't get too hard. I do apologise, mate. There's nothing gone up in Apple. I mean, there's bits about Tim Cook going to a China store and being asked about a bigger screen for the iPhone and ducking the comments, and we just focused on great products.
He signed iPhones for people.
What, the screens?
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, right on the front with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
So what? I don't get that. I'd want to wipe that off.
I'd personally punch him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he probably signed the back.
Did people actually ask him, or did he just do it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure they asked.
I think he offered, or they asked, yeah.
No, the thing is, 10 of them. They're all Chinese, so they don't know what his signature looks like. And actually, what he wrote was suckers.
Actually, them getting China Mobile concerns me a bit.
Why?
Well, because it's hard enough to get hold of a new iPhone when one's released now, let alone when there's so many millions of Chinese people also trying to get one at launch day.
Is that a bit of resentment in there by any chance?
No, I mean, they're going to have to start building iPhone 7 or 6S have enough.
I resent them. They take all our jobs. They work over there. They take our jobs by building us phones, and then they take them off us by buying them.
How dare they?
You coming over here or staying over there taking all our jobs? I fought in a war.
No, you didn't.
I built the bridge on the River Kwai. I did. Those little bastards, they took my liberty. No, that's a Japanese granddad.
No, you know, on the opening weekend of the last phone, they sold 9 million. So God knows how many they're going to sell next time.
No, I mean, well, at least they're selling them in this country that's going to be able to produce more.
The reports were they had like 1.5 million ready for the launch, just for that launch weekend.
Yeah.
1.5 million where, though? In which
China,
Apple store?
I would assume. But I mean, if you're talking about 9 million at a worldwide launch and we're talking one country,
and 1.5 million
and a half for just that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But see, there's too much. I agree with Madden. There's too much love to the Chinese. How dare they?
Well, they're the strongest. Oh, one geez. Of the. We all owe them money, so you got to look after them.
Yeah. Either sell us all your iPhones or we won't make any. Oh, well. My Bampi was a Burma Railway as a POW. There we go. My wife's grandfather was as well, actually. Okay. He wouldn't own a Japanese car, though. Sore subject. What else has happened? They've got a new thing now as well. The Sonnet expansion for Thunderbolt. Here's a picture of it and the release on the Mac Rumors. It's a two-expansion chassis allowing owners of late 2013-era MacBook Pros and Mac Pro models to add two or three PCI cards to their machines. There are three new options, desktop, rack mount, and 2+ desktop version.
This is an update because they had these already. So this is the Thunderbolt 2 update, right?
Yeah, that's right.
These units.
Two, not
I saw
one.
These at, and one Kelly saw them too at MacTech.
And how were they?
Very cool. I mean, pricey. I mean, highly specialized, but very, very cool.
But if it's what you need, if it's something that will actually solve an issue for you, it's really a nice solution.
Well, Thunderbolt's the way forward. For me, definitely, because I mean, it's at the moment, there's no need to buy huge hard drives if you've got Thunderbolt expansion outside of the unit. Yeah. So these are serious,
right?
Important.
But somebody who needs access to those drives over fast enough networking that Thunderbolt's the way to go and not just USB. That's not everybody, for the most part.
I think, it's a lot of people in the fact that the Apple mode is to push towards Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt's going to take the leap to light, I would have said, far faster than USB will ever. So
there's only one problem with these Thunderbolt things, and I don't even know that it's really a problem, but it's something for people to be aware of, because I talked about this on my show, because we were talking to a lot of people, especially like gaming PC people, will have this argument back and forth. Well, you know, there's no PCI expansion to put in an upgraded graphics card in a Mac Pro. And then someone else will come back and say, well, you can get these things, these expansion chassis, which you can. These will take up to, I think, a 16X PCIe card. But what people don't realize is that the actual Thunderbolt bus is, in Thunderbolt 2, you basically have 4-channel per Thunderbolt bus. So it really takes your 16X card and creates a 4X PCI bus to the actual motherboard. And if you're talking Thunderbolt 1, you're 2-channel.
Mm.
But then you have bidirectional, so you can combine the two together. So you, at best, you could do 4-channel if you're using the full bus, both lanes or both channels, both ways. So I guess I'm mixing channels and lanes. It's 4 lanes versus 8 lanes versus 16 lanes on your PCIe cards.
But you've still got a 6-device limit on that, though, haven't you?
Well, that's just the thing. And on a Thunderbolt, so your Thunderbolt cable has two channels, and they'll both do asynchronous, whatever it is, the full bit rate through each channel or each lane. I don't know what you call it. Right. It's got two wires in there, and you can do full duplex, pass all that data back and forth through. But you are limited. So if you plug a 16X card in with Thunderbolt 2, the best throughput you're going to get is basically the equivalent as if you plugged it into your 8-channel slot directly on your 8X slot on a motherboard. Again, right. I don't know from a technical standpoint that it matters very much, depending upon what you're doing. But for those people who are like, I want the full access. I want the full 16 lanes on my 16X card to the bus. You cannot get that with Thunderbolt, and you can't get that with Thunderbolt 2.
Greeny, are you typing? Greeny, you're typing.
Yeah, I'm going to go at you, actually. I want a Blue Plus. Where's my Blue Plus?
You've got it.
You've got it.
You cheeky git. You're on it.
I didn't have one before.
Yeah, you are. You had it before you typed that, you git.
Yeah.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, because if you look... In the chat room, British Mac was granted voice by you is above you, Oi ranking. Where's my Blue Plus, you cheeky git?
I only want what is rightfully mine. I want the Blue Plus.
And now you've got it. And you got it. I gave it you without prompting.
What can I do with it?
Well, do you honestly believe I'd give you any power?
Go on, what special powers does the Blue Plus give
you? Well, go on, and right-click on someone's name. Pick
don't
on...
you dare do me.
Oh, why hasn't... Oh, what, I didn't know Madam was even in the chat room.
No, I mean, don't pick on me.
There we go.
Oh, look at that. I can do all sorts now.
What can you do?
I can give channel moderator, take channel, whatever that means, voice user, devoice user, kick user, and ban user.
There you go. You've got real power now, mate.
Right, I'm going to ban you.
You can't. I'm the founder.
I can.
He's got ops. You can't. Ops is higher than the Blue Plus.
Ooh.
Like I said, do you really believe I'd give you power?
I was so boring that we degraded into this.
No, you weren't
talking
boring.
About Thunderbolt.
It's because Greeny is a Thunderbolt hater, and he's also just got real bad OCD and attention deficit problems. That's all.
I was giving him fodder then. Because yeah, there's a limitation on Thunderbolt.
Anyway, I got a Blue Plus now. Adam, I'm going to get rid of you.
No, you can't. He's the same status as you.
Ban user.
You don't ban it, Adam.
I am. I've done it.
No, you haven't. He's still there. You can't do it.
No? You can't ban people just because you have voice. You have to have ops to do that.
Right, Alex Fox. He'll have it.
You can't ban Alex either.
A minute.
Oh, Alex, just take it on the chin. I'll reinstate you, mate. Don't worry. Don't get upset. You haven't.
No, you haven't.
He's still there.
Plus V is not the same as plus O. All you can really do is talk you and throws the channel into moderated. I didn't realize I was going to have to lay down my old school IRC here. But here's the deal. V means that in a moderated channel, not everybody gets the opportunity to talk. If only we could do that on the show. And because of this... You have to have certain people you can grant voice to, which means even if Ewan throws the channel into moderation, we all still have the opportunity to talk in the in IRC. You can't kick people. You can't ban people. Well, you probably can't even change the topic, to be honest.
Yeah, because you thought you was going to kick him, but you can't.
Yeah. Because you don't have op, you only have voice, and that's not the same thing at all.
You're not reading the chat room either, though, Greeny. Bram Stoker says it's like giving a monkey a watch. Oh, man. I gave Greeny real power and then stepped into the other room. I think not.
Anyway, I can't do anything with this blue thing at all, can I? I can't do anything, can I?
But just be honest, Greeny, you're happy that you have a little blue square next to your name, aren't
you?
Yes, yes. Exactly. Blue icon.
Will, don't worry. Will, you're pregnant. That's all it means. You're pregnant.
And would I, Dracula, give you the power? I think not.
Anyway,
Bookery wants to know if I've got anything that will put a unicorn horn on your forehead, because that's all they can see.
I'm all funny colour in your blooming video thing.
You're not.
I'm all blue.
Well, that's the colour off your screen, you arse. The only illumination your face has is off your Mac screen, which is a tendency to give off blue light.
I don't want to be blue.
Well,
can someone give him a copy of what's that Ecamm software?
Glasses will do it, won't it?
Eyeglasses, there you go.
Yeah, it's free. You can do it. You can get webcam settings panel and change your white balance.
Next week I'm going to the studio. That'll have it all.
Yeah, get eyeglasses.
You've got no internet there, have you?
Yes, I have now. Thank you.
You got that sorted finally.
Yes.
Excellent. Yep. Well, excellent. We'll actually be able to see all of you, and you'll be under light, which will be a rarity for everybody.
Yeah,
and scary.
Well, Alex wants to know if you've changed your phone number because he called to abuse you and it didn't work.
Yeah, he's got.
No, I don't think so.
It's one or the other. He hasn't got both.
I'll tell you something I learned about going through this: the problems with my internet and telephone line.
Go on.
Is. The telephone line has been going down quite a bit and taking the broadband with it sometimes, but the broadband is more robust because broadband only uses one... doesn't even use one pair. It uses just one copper thingy. You know, like, you know, there's four pairs, which are basically eight copper wires in a regular telephone line. coming into your well, actually, anyway, I won't go into it. But broadband and
uses one. No, please do. Please do.
Well, telephone uses two and broadband uses one. How about that?
Right.
So, and if there is 8 coming in, or 6 dependent, you could, I suppose, have 6 broadband connections coming into to one...
Right.
If you wanted.
Property, yeah.
Yep.
On one line.
On one line.
Excellent.
Good, isn't
it? That was a hell of a tangent.
I tell you what, with Adam's explanation of the Thunderbolt and your explanation of the phone lines, we have got more technical content in this show this week than we've had in the entire frigging year last year.
It's I loved your Thunderbolt thing, Adam. I thought it was brilliant. Very, very interesting.
Greeny loved your Thunderbolt explanation. He just doesn't love Thunderbolt.
Well, so what I want to know actually from you, Ewan, is this something that, like, your Mac Pro, do you have expansion cards? Do you have, like, Black Magic in there, or do you have...
I got nothing in there unless Don put it in, because I haven't looked. I think I've got a new Bluetooth that's in there, and I've got a different graphics card. I've got an upgraded 1 gig graphics card in there that Don had originally. But I think apart from that, apart from RAM, it's original spec. So
you do. So if you upgraded to a new Mac Pro, I mean, that's one of the applications for this thing is, right, you've got a bunch of cards in your old Mac Pro. You want to go to a new Mac Pro. What are you gonna do with them? You'll lose those cards. So these expansion chassis allow someone to take those cards and put them in, you know, on the Thunderbolt. So
that's cool. Super cool.
Expensive though. You know, you're adding another grand to your setup.
I mean, is there a Thunderbolt card that will fit in an old Mac Pro to give it Thunderbolt capability, or is that just not possible? I'm being a bit naive.
I don't know if anybody makes one of those.
No, I haven't looked, and I can't find anything. But the only thing I thought was you're going to really take a hawk on the data, because you're never going to be able to pass forward to the drives same rate.
You would think it would be possible, but would that ever fly with Apple? Because isn't that the whole point?
Well, Apple doesn't have control.
Oh, you got Thunderbolt now. Get the new MacBook. You're going to love it. They don't want you to update your old crap.
Thunderbolt's not Apple though. That's Intel. Just their brand name for the Intel stuff. Mm. What does Intel call it? Lightpeak, right?
Lightpeak, yeah, that's right.
Oh, Lightpeak, yeah, that's right. That's right.
With no light. Copperpeak.
No. The light stuff is coming out.
Yeah, no, I know it's due, but
Corning makes cables. The only problem with the light, you know, going with the fiber optic is you don't get power.
Hmm. There's really no news this week, is there? We're talking about copper and light and thunder and bolts and telephone lines and... Oh, thank you, Kelly.
Kelly, has that corrected all things now? Have we time-shifted?
I'm just trying to move things along is all I'm trying to do. I was hoping the Sonic might get us out of a rut.
You cheeky bitch! We were having a decent technical conversation there!
Hi!
How dare you!
Yeah, about...
I can get. I've got. There's a long list of feisty women waiting to get on this show, woman. I can tell you.
About cables that only just exist, and about technology that virtually no one is using.
Have I just imagined something, or has Greeny put a dress on? What on earth have you done, Green? Out of bright.
What are you talking about? Well, you wanted more light. Look at that. I can get more light than that. I'm a star.
Yes, because everybody has a full star in the wardrobe in the other room.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, stand up and move back so we can have a look. If you're going to be a star boy, shine.
Flashes
somehow. Can't you stand up? There we go.
Is it really?
There we go. Greeny's a star.
See, that's what I bring to this podcast, professionalism. You're not all messing around with your
beautiful little star. Have they changed the word again?
Here I am.
They've altered the dictionary.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
Oh, boy.
At first, Big Russ has put the first, I thought it was the ghost of Jimmy Savile.
Good thing Allison's not on this week.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I gave up this shit to go. I could have gone for a run.
She wasn't happy, was she? I wouldn't mess with her.
What did he mean? These are not the f***ing droids he was looking for.
I know.
Oh, Jesus, what kind of show is this?
Yeah, this episode is the Sony Award podcast nomination.
Oh, man alive.
Maybe there's some news happening today. Is anybody watching Seeds right now?
I thought the only actual news this week was that Apple said that they were going to refund all those Smurf Village purchases or whatever.
Yes, they are. There's quite a lot. $35 million quid's worth or something?
$35 million, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Of which, Doctor...
Seems like kind of a lot. And also I have a hard time believing is all kids. Let's be honest.
Well, there's the Dr. Richard Harkness, who was on the show last night, a.k.a. Dr. Procto. He's getting... his family's getting 175 quid back, his in-laws.
Wow.
Whoa.
So there's 175 quid's worth of holy shit purchases in there. So it's a real story. It's really happening. And we know someone...
Happening. I'm just surprised. I have a hard time believing it was all kids. And not just... Yeah, it's 3 a.m. and I can't sleep and I'm playing Candy Crush and you're damn right I'm going to buy 99 lives. Oh, crap.
Well, now we have an update on the story, actually, of... remind me about US charges as well, phone charges later on. Don't let me go without doing US phone charges. In fact, we'll do it in a minute. Now, do you remember the other week we had a right old rant about in-app purchases and how pissed off we were with it and it really had to change? And Will came out with his busy things, which I've got to say, Bryony loves it. She's played that to death. It's excellent. And it was only £1.49, I think, something like that. Well, we had an influence on a game in the store because of our conversation. We made change, people. The actual thing... is a game that was called Air Cavalry. There it is.
Okay.
And it's a helicopter flight sim thing. The guy that developed it, one of our listeners is a mate of his. And he came out and he showed it to this guy and he said, what do you think? And he said, do you know what? I wouldn't do this because there is in-app purchases on it, the free version. You buy the free version and then if you would like the AH-64 Apache, it costs you $1.99. If you want the OH-6 Cayuse, it's $99. The Desert, $99. The UH-1, $1.99. And the Mountains are 99p. So he went to me and said, you don't want to do that because I listen to this show and they're all really pissed off about in-app purchases. And you should offer, if you want to do in-app purchases, that's fine, but you should be able to offer to them the ability to buy the entire thing outright.
Awesome. Yeah.
And the guy,
yes.
And the guy listened.
And yay!
Air Cavalry Pro Combat Simulator, the Pro version, is only £2.99 here in the UK, and it's got all of the upgrades that are in it. You don't have to buy anything else to it. And we were the ones that convinced him that that was a good idea. So, if whatever
I don't even want the game, I'll buy that just to support the game.
Well, I've bought it.
Yeah, me too.
I bought it today. It's actually going to be my pick at the end. Now, I was going to just mention
it's $5 US.
Yeah, by the way. I was going to mention it just because we'd had an influence on it. And I was going to recommend it just because the guy deserves some credit for it. But I'm going to recommend it because I like playing it. I would have been, if it wasn't for the fact that someone dialed in to a line I'd already opened, we'd never have done this show today because I was sitting flying around in my helicopter trying to figure out. And I've had a go at landing. I'm not particularly good at landing, but I'm flying around and shooting things. It's good. It's really good. And the physics on it are amazing. So it's actually it's actually a really good game. I've really enjoyed playing it this afternoon. But... just so you know, we influenced that game with our discussion.
That's phenomenal.
Developers are listening. Thank you.
What's it called again?
It's called Air Cavalry Pro Combat Flight Simulator. You can buy the Air Cavalry Combat Flight Simulator, which is add-ons, in-app purchases. But on that page, it does tell you you can buy the Pro version, which is the upgrade with everything on it, and you get it. So there you go. And it's a really, really awesome application. It's a fantastic little flight simulator. I enjoyed it immensely. It's quite tricky to control, but it's not I'll never get this tricky. This feels really realistic. Tricky. It's good.
Nice.
So I've got it on my iPad Air, and the physics on it are brilliant and it's beautifully smooth. It does say that it's not built to play on anything post or pre 4S, iPhone 4S.
Yeah, 4S or better.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to play on an iPad 3. It'd be about there, I would have thought. But if it goes back to an iPhone 4...
The 3's a notch up from the 4S,
so, I think we're okay.
So but just bought it.
We'll have a play with it and tell me what you think, mate. Okay? But we influenced that, and thank you very much to the developer who is...
Philip Kasek.
Yeah, Philip. Well done, Philip. You're absolutely brilliant. Love you to bits. Thank you very much for listening to the guy on Twitter who sent me it, which is... Where's he gone? Andy Malik. There we go. Did we have an influence? And he's put back, I certainly did. He was going to go for an only in-app purchases, but I told him that you guys had said that it pisses a lot of people off and I should give them the choice, and he has.
Amen.
And what's really funny about this is that it's $5, more or less, and in the US. And I gave a talk at MacTech, where I hung out with Adam, about selling your app, and about marketing your app. Like, once you've built the app and you submit it to the store, mm-hmm. you're basically half done, maybe even only less than 50% finished with your
third
app.
Third done, probably.
Yeah. And I talked about, like, things that you can and that you can do and should do, and then the stuff that you should avoid. And one of the things that I tried to drive home was, it's okay if your app is $5. It's really okay if you want money for the thing that you have worked on really hard for some period of time. So it's nice to me, because that was one of the things that a couple people took away, was they came up to me later and said it was really nice to hear someone who spends a lot of time with apps and spent reviews and things to say it's okay to have a $5 app. And so this app is $5. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
He wasn't even there.
People in the chat room are buying it as well. So good on you. Please support
him. Awesome. I'm hoping happens with this is that people will start to learn about parental controls, because you can make it so that there's not in-app purchases.
Mm. Yep.
And you can also make it so that you can't do any in-app purchases. But what annoys me a little bit about that is that if I say, look, there is no in-app purchases, and I switch it off, the app can still prompt the argument between me and my daughter by her pressing on the in-app purchase, which still shows up in the app, and her then coming and saying, I need a password, Daddy. No, mm-hmm. no, you really don't. I'm sorry. No, you really don't. And then it's a huge argument over it all. So, well done. Air Combat Pro. Love it.
I mean, Apple is partly at fault for this business model that has been sort of thrust upon us. I don't give them all the blame, but I mean, developers are responding to basically the issue of we don't have trials, we don't have, you know, you don't have the free and pay for an upgrade sort of thing. So they have to find a different way to market. And it's really, it's more difficult than what people are used to. So I understand why this became the response, why this became sort of the norm. And then it started working for a lot of people. So I sometimes find we're maybe in the tech community a little bit in the majority, because I have a lot of non-technical friends that are like, it's fine, I don't care. I'd rather, you know, have the free thing and be annoyed. It bugs the crap out of me. But
thing is, when it comes to in-app purchase, I don't mind some in-app purchases, but it's when you go in and you see the ones there for more coins and it's like 70 quid. You have to spend, they're offering you the chance to spend 70 quid on it or 50 quid. And that's just ridiculous money for a little iOS app.
Especially, we're not going to go over the same conversation again, but it's the finality of that purchase that's the one that really bothers me. On top of that, again, I can spend the 70 quid, okay, that's eyes open, but then actually I run out of my gold, my stones or whatever, and in another month I've got to buy another 70 quid's worth. That's what really pisses me off on top of that. And what Carl's saying there pisses me off full stop as well.
And so they always have their hand out is what it feels like. Yeah. Give me more.
And here's the thing, is that if there was like a pro version for $5 like this, I would buy it and I wouldn't think twice about it. And, you know, or if it's someplace with a reputation, like the next Fireproof Games, whatever they put out, I'm going to go buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have an option anymore. So that's just, I want the opportunity to pay for something and be done with it, if that's some sort of option. Yeah. Like I'm good with that.
Definitely.
Particularly if I really like it and I want to give you more money, why you know, like, why wouldn't you give someone the opportunity to pay you, I guess.
Quite. Also, in the chat room, Windrider has discovered that there are Thunderbolt PCI expansion cards. There's one. That's one from ASUS, and there is also another one from Universal Audio Inc. as well, which I haven't got prices on those. I need to have a look, but they are potentially solutions to your problem. It's interesting that there seems to be two buses coming out of those as well, so you've got relay capability there, which is nice, as opposed to just having one single one. Have a quick look at the page, see if we can get a price off that. We'll take
it all depends on, you know, how many controllers are in there and things like that too. Apple has a pretty good article on the Mac Pro about each one of those sets of ports has a controller, so it's usually one controller per two ports, I think, is kind of how these things lay down.
Yeah, this is a comparison article, it's not a purchase article, so we'll have to have a look and see if we can find a price for you before the end of the show. The one thing that I can say, though, is I got my active connection here for my 4K monitor, and I've plugged that into the Mac Pro, and it actually runs very, very well. The 4K screen is fine if you just want to use a desktop. The one thing that I found that was a real pain was that, of course, your mouse only is fixed at the pace that it moves across the screen based on the number of pixels it travels. So you whiz around on your laptop, and then you put it on this screen, and all of a sudden it feels like your mouse has just dropped off the edge of pace. It doesn't, you know, it takes for ages to get across the screen on the other side. But apart from that, it runs just fine. It doesn't, video's okay on it. It's pretty watchable. It's all right. It's you can see little bits of stutters and stuff like that, and it's got that, you know, that kind of vision where it's just asynchronous almost, and it makes you feel a bit like horror movie type jittery.
But is that the refresh rate?
Yeah, thing? That's the 30 hertz thing. It's just noticeable. It's not horrific, which I thought it might be. It's just noticeable. But it plays video. As a desktop screen, it looks fine to me. You have to back off the sharpness a lot. And it calibrates. So I put a calibrator on it, and it calibrates it as a working screen. So
awesome.
I don't know whether to have a go at trying to do some images on it or not yet, but the real big problem is the mouse movement, because when you've got it on the desk, on the laptop, it whizzes around, and then when you stick it on that, it's like you've got to push two or three times that you used to do with ball mice, you know.
It's got to go twice as many pixels, right?
Exactly.
Suddenly.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I'm very happy with it as an extra monitor. It works just fine. The only thing is I've got a relay for it to go in, but the Mac Pro doesn't have the power to push the signal through three screens. All it'll do is that one or that one, but it won't do all three. Don't know why.
Time for a new Mac Pro.
There we go. That's a that's a suggestion of the day.
I got to touch one.
Oh, and
it's gorgeous. It's an amazing piece of technology.
Someone was saying I couldn't get it in London, and it's not as small as people think. It's actually quite big.
Yeah, I actually thought the same thing. It was a little bit larger than I thought it was going to be, but it's still pretty darn small. What's amazing is whatever they've coded it in, and somebody told me this at my iOS developers meeting, that it doesn't pick up fingerprints. I don't know what's on it. And why isn't that on the screen of whatever coding that needs to be on the screen of my iPhone? Yeah,
so what you're saying is truly that Apple have made the perfect murder weapon for Colonel Mustard in the library.
Yes. If the candlestick was made out of this, he'd get away with it.
It is the Cluedo device.
It's weird. I mean, the guy told me, and I'm like, come on. And I went and stuck my hands all over that thing. Nothing. You couldn't tell you touched it.
Really?
It's weird. It's like some alien material.
That's awesome, though.
Maybe it is. With that accent, Tim Cook's always been a bit dodgy, mate.
Well, and they're building that spaceship, you know. So.
Yeah, that'll take off. That'll pull California with it. That's it. It's all nice. Gone. Bolts through to the middle of the Earth. We'll have to wait and see. Is there anyone more new? They said... that there was going to be a 12.9-inch iPad Pro. We released that, and we've got information that it's definitely happening, so it probably will. But
it's definitely happening? You have confirmation?
I have confirmation that it's definitely happening. But now the stories are suggesting that the launch is late Q3, which I think was what we said on the original story. Any more information that anyone else has heard? Kyle, particularly? Nope. You don't know any more than that.
No, I really don't know any more than that. It's still the same stuff. The same stuff we heard, back in, was it December? We heard about this?
Yeah.
December or January?
Just before Christmas, that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And
it's interesting. It's the same specs have come out.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it's still supposedly it's the same specs. But you're looking at 256. You're looking at I don't think we ever heard what the RAM was. We've heard Intel chip usage instead of the A chip series from Apple, the 12.9 inch, and it's. That's pretty much it. It is going to be a more powerful iPad. It's basically, from what I heard, it's if you took your Mac Pro and combined it with a MacBook Air and took out the keyboard.
Well, we had a conversation last night on the Big Show a little bit about using iPads with external keyboards. And I said, I think, the way forward is definitely I reach up to my laptop to locate my cursor, to swipe left or right. If I'm running Final Cut Pro, I can scan the timeline using my fingers on the screen rather than having to use the keypad or a mouse. And then I can go back to the keyboard and mouse to do operations. Then I can go back and touch the screen to hide and open stuff. I think that's the way forwards.
No. Terrible.
Why?
Because try it. Just play around with it. I think the whole ergonomically and just usage-wise, that's sort of changing. And this is why touchscreen laptops haven't taken off is... you're changing I call it the plane. So you're working in a horizontal plane and then you're moving to a vertical plane, and moving back and forth is the most uncomfortable, awkward thing ever, in my opinion. You either want to be on one surface or the other. So that's why like a Cintiq Wacom works really well, right? It's because you're staying on the screen as your drawing surface. You're not changing from one plane, from a horizontal plane to a vertical plane. It's right. Really awkward and weird.
But I think that's where that's where this device comes in, because you've got this ability to have the device at any angle that you choose to, based on the holder that you've got or whether you want to lay it somewhere. You can use it an independent device and enable a virtual keyboard, or use an external keyboard. You can run a mouse with it. That would be.
I think you work in one mode or the other. You work in one. You're either working keyboard or you're working touchscreen. I don't see this. People keep envisioning this situation where I'm going to move from one to the other in a single workflow, and I think that's just awkward and weird.
Now, in Final Cut Pro, I hate skimming the timeline using the mouse because it's so many flicks to get it to move, whereas if I could pick up and drag,
shouldn't you
drag,
have a shuttle?
Drag. A shuttle. I haven't got a shuttle now. I don't like those jog walls. They're awful.
I think if you're just using your finger to scroll backwards and forwards, up and down, that would be quite handy, rather than having to hold the mouse and drag and things like that.
Thank you, mate. I'll take back everything I said about you.
Especially if it's just a laptop. I mean, the screen's right there. I'm not sure it would work on the desktop.
Exactly. See, he speaks sense, he does. I like him.
Yeah. I believe it when I see it. You're probably right.
I agree with Adam. I just don't see it. I mean, it's just not. There's never a part of my day. Why do you think the Surface has been so highly successful? Just saying, with little keyboard attachment, you go back and forth. No, I don't see it. I have an iPad because I like how it feels in the hand and the portability of it. I like a desktop or a MacBook to sit there and actually do proper work at. I don't think the two. Personally, for me, I don't feel the two go together at all.
Okay.
Yeah, but say you just go, you type in a web address, obviously on the page, and it goes to btn.com, for example, and then you just flick your finger to scroll down the page. And I mean, I'm not saying it has to be pinpoint accuracy. It's literally just mimicking what slides you're making with your fingers, sort of thing, just to get around the content. Or if you're using, like Ewan says, Final Cut Pro, and you're skimming from the front of the movie to the end of the movie, it's probably a shortcut for that, actually. But you just flick through. I can see that being quite attractive, and it wouldn't take long to learn. When you have to teach yourself these new sort of skills like shortcuts and things,
resizing.
Just to intuitively go and you're on to where you want to be, I can see that as an advantage.
Resizing, moving, zooming, you know, moving around in a Lupe kind of mode or something would be useful on the screen. Although it does take away from the fact you end up with greasy fingerprints on it, but they could coat it with that stuff.
Well, they've got on the Mac
Pro.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, they need to, whatever that material is.
I mean, I don't have one, but doesn't a trackpad kind of emulate that already?
I don't like the trackpad's in the middle, and I've got to say I struggle with the fact that
mine's
the.
Mine's not.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the trackpad on the laptop, but I've got one of those that Kelly's just held up, and I hate that because of the angle of it. I want those flat. I want to recess that into my desk.
You hate it because Kelly likes it.
No. I make up my own mind. Kelly
just get a little.
Kelly doesn't make up my mind for me.
Break out your router and just create a channel.
I'm not a Kelly hater.
Just drop it in.
Well, I'm glad there's one.
What'd you say, Adam? You said no. Stop. Stop. Adam said something useful. Then go on, say it again, mate.
I said, break out your power router and make a channel in your desk and drop that thing in.
Okay, well, I don't have a wood router, so.
There you go. Power router. Is that one of the Power Rangers?
The last spotted one.
Or just get something that raises the bottom edge so that it's level, so that instead of being like this, you set it on something so that then it's flat.
Yeah, no, but then that raises
under there.
That raises my wrist up and my fingers down, and that's ergonomically terrible. But go on, Adam. What have you got?
I said put a rubber under there.
What are you doing, Carl?
Can I just say, right, so my little iPad mini was sitting there on the side there, and I didn't touch it, and it just done a springboard reset without me even doing anything.
iOS 7 is glitchy as hell, mate.
That's your iPad's attempt at flinging itself off the desk listening to us talk about this.
All right.
No,
but it just committed suicide.
That's what it's trying to do.
When his next up date comes, I think it's March 7.1. I really do hope they get to the bottom of what's causing those springboard updates.
Well, the base is out for that at the moment.
Actually, I agree with that because
All right. There's no need to cry about it, Kyle. Kyle, Jesus. You know, I would have liked would be fine. You have a hissy fit. You'll go to your room if you do. Go on, Carl. Kyle.
I was going to say, I have to say, as much as I've not mined iOS or how it looks and more or less how it functions, it is full of bugs. I just feel like it is one of these releases that each little increment that they go along with, they just don't quite get it right yet. It's like they fix something and then something else goes to hell on it. And I don't know. I really hope that those things are addressed in 7.1.
It's not getting better. It's buggy. Just getting less bad.
Steve's not there to yell at anybody anymore. They're all slacking.
Quite.
Well, he was
can't go tell them it's shit. This is shit.
The weird thing that happened at my house is that when we went to iOS 7, the Bluetooth in the car isn't quite working like it's supposed to. And I don't know what would have changed in iOS 7 that made that happen, but it's very curious. And I was starting to wonder about software updates, like for your car and for other stuff that doesn't normally, at least right now, doesn't normally get a software update. What would make that? How are you going to update stuff like that? I know a couple people who I think have Fords, and they send you like a USB stick, and there's some sort of gyration that you have to go through.
Seriously.
USB stick.
It's the gyration bit that bothers me.
I had read that there was something like all cars in the U.S., at least, I don't know how it is globally, since for like the past 5 years have been required to have Wi-Fi or something like that. Is that a real thing? Or did I just dream that?
I haven't heard that. That was one of those futuristic dreams. Is it a law passed so that there's moving hotspots?
I have no idea.
Wi-Fi.
Well, and I don't know how you'd update
3G or something, or connectivity, some type of internet connectivity.
Yeah, like, am I going to have to put a Wi-Fi repeater in my garage in case my car has a software update?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you will at some point, I bet.
Imagine the tech support on that. Excuse me, Chevrolet. Sorry, I can't connect to my home Wi-Fi. What the hell?
Batwinch, for no apparent reason, has typed in the chat room she wants an iOS-controlled sex toy.
That's a
thing. Have those. She's not, they have those.
She specified no more than that. iOS-controlled!
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Of course. Got hands-free.
I'm not Googling for it, but I'm pretty sure that they're out there.
No, it's out there. They were at CES.
What do you mean I'm not Googling for it? Eating on Command-Shift-N. Oh. I shall do it. I shall do it.
My eyes will...
I just hope nothing... iOS sex toy.
Oh, dear.
Here we go. Oh, there's loads. Long-distance lovers rejoice. The Love Pal Wi-Fi sex toy.
Who is it? Wi-Fi. Durex that's not iOS. Is going to make the Thunderwear. Thunderwear.
Yeah.
I'm not going to click that link because it doesn't say that it's iOS 7. It says it's Wi-Fi. I'm not doing that because I'm scared of what will show up. I'm doing that because...
Do a search for Durex Thunderwear.
There's a sex toy game on App Crawler.
How does Adam know this?
Now, if you type in iOS...
I read my RSS feeds. This came through.
What are you
this was like big
to?
News.
I've just typed in iOS sex
pair.
Toy.
I'm wearing them right now.
And option two on the list was a helicopter from South Korea. Of course. How silly of me.
What was in my coffee?
Thank you, Batwinch, for the most interesting story of the day.
That's fine. No, there's nothing. There's nothing coming back on Google. If there's nothing coming back on Google, it doesn't exist in the universe. Let's be fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I gotta bring it. Do I need to post the link in the chat?
Oh, go on.
My God,
you did. Adam did Command Shift N.
Come on, Adam.
Woody
I'm
shop.
Not even doing that. I'll clear the cache later. Here's the ad on YouTube.
Oh no, I thought that was Mustang Matt has put a link in the chat room about how to get the Bluetooth keyboard flat in your desk, and it's Woody's shop, and I thought Woody's shop was a sex toy thing.
Oh no!
What have I started now? WeVibe.com.
There you go. There's your video link.
Okay, Thunderwear. Here we go.
Oh my God.
We vibe.
Touch over the internet.
Now, hang on. Batwinch has posted a link as well. WeVibe.com is shared pleasure is more exciting than ever. The number one selling sex couples vibrator helps couples enjoy more exciting and satisfying sex. But that's still not iOS.
Hey,
no, I gave you the one. That's iOS, the one I just put in there.
Yeah, right. Don't put any links in the chat room, anyone, unless it's iOS based, all right? Because I'm not having it.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Oh, I missed you.
Oh, goodness.
I missed you too.
I want
to
touch you.
I want to touch you too. I really want to touch you. Hey.
Do it.
Do it?
Do it.
You're not gonna know where it comes from.
There you go.
What?
What the crap?
It's iOS based. It's a picture of some underwear, and the underwear is linked to their phones, and you touch the image on the underwear, and it makes the other person's underwear vibrate. There's some developers here sitting trying to work it out.
That's just pants.
They're wearing pants, yes. This is...
Oh, my gosh.
Right, well, if they're at Macworld, I expect a free sample for review. Whether they come in my size or not, I don't know. And the bra... No comments. No, basically, it's a set of underpants and bra that have got little vibrating motors in them, and presumably they need batteries as well, as all things do. And they wobble around on their iPhone, and the other person's then starts going off.
I wonder if you should actually use this service with a VPN, you know, for safety reasons.
What, so you don't know who's vibrating you?
Yeah, why, they got VPLs?
So you don't contract any, you know, diseases.
No virus.
God.
Oh, boy.
Doctor, doctor, my stuff just
bringing
vibrates by itself.
To the show. That's what I do.
Is this the Orgasmatron? Good point, Bookery.
Well, I hope not.
In class
Yeah.
2014.
Apparently, Stuart says you can't watch Thunderbird in Germany. It won't let it.
It's illegal. It's been banned.
It's yes. Those crazy
banned in Germany.
Those crazy little Germans might just get carried away on it.
Based on some of the German videos I've seen, that's kind of ironic.
Don't wear it in the shower. There we go. I once bought a briefcase from a leather goods store in Bielefeld when I was out there working for the army. And I'm looking around and carousing the stand. And as I go around, I walk around to the other side of the shop and I see the bag that I eventually buy. And I pick it up and hold it. And there's an old woman who looks at me and clearly says something in German, which is something which is deeply disapproving. Like, you know, what the hell are you doing? Does your wife know? And behind me, there's a sex shop. And it looks like I've come out of the sex shop and I picked the bag up to try and look indiscreet. And I'd already been in the sex shop. I didn't mind. So, there we go. Is that it, then? Do you want to talk about anything else? Anyone got anything else to talk about?
No, we've got to
think
that.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I think that's the climax.
That's... the climax of the show. This podcast and all the others he's brought. Why do we do all the smutty stuff before we do the sponsors?
Because all of your stuff is smutty.
Oh, okay. Are you starting to get a bit of a prig on us here, mate? Are you starting to disapprove markedly?
No, it's about me.
I'm never coming on this network again. Until next week, anyway.
Why do you think he started his own podcast?
Be smuttier.
I'll tell you what, Mac and Forth must last about 15 minutes if it's news-based.
No, we get an hour and a half out of it last time.
Oh, you're on an hour and a half, mate. The bloody emails I get on that. Jesus.
Will turn into a light switch or something like
apparently,
that.
Apparently, Stuart says it's not blocking the sex card on the video in Germany, it's blocking the music.
Oh, my God.
DMCA.
Of course.
This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2. They're brilliant. We support them. They support us. We love them to bits. And they've got a whole pile of stuff going on. They're doing a whole load of link videos with businesses now that have used UK2 about what they're getting from it and that kind of stuff. So check them out. UK2 are absolutely brilliant. They pick up all the bandwidths for the shows. They've got fantastic services out there. If you go and compare prices over the longer term, you'll probably find that you're an awful lot better off going with UK2 than you are with any other service that's on the market. And they've got all the new domains that are coming up. So get out there, get them. UK2, go to our website first, click on the sponsors link, then come back and use all of the offer codes in your basket, and you will save yourself an absolute big in fortune. Fantastic. Right then, it's time for the cool thing. Adam Christensen.
Yes.
I expect great things from you, leading us off from the front.
So I have one of these guys, Pebble.
Pebble, yep.
And it's never been that impressive until I read about this week, and I don't remember where, unfortunately. There is an app called Smartwatch Plus. And I don't know, can you guys see this? If I hold this up, can you actually see this display?
The Pebble, yeah, there's a red Pebble with the
but I mean, can you see so... What this does is you can see now my Pebble screen has not only the time, but it has my local weather. It has the battery, how much battery life's on my iPhone. And down at the bottom, it has any upcoming meetings. And if I press the little button at the bottom, it will go to my iTunes control. So it adds a lot more functionality just on the home screen. And then there's additional apps you can go in. And it adds additional apps in here, so I can access those, and I can get at my calendars, I can get at my Twitter stream, I can get at a bunch of other functions that aren't built in. So, and I think it's $2.99 for the little app. So you run the little app on your phone, and it gives you all kinds of extra functionality on your Pebble smartwatch,
phone,
and it's awesome. It's made it much
status?
More useful. Yeah, your phone battery stasis. So if my phone's in my pocket, I can check and see how much battery I have left.
The full list on the website is weather, phone battery status, unread SMS and email, missed call count, current stock, Bitcoin prices, current GPS location, latest calendar appointments, and you can also control certain functions of your phone from the watch, such as replying to texts and messages, initiating calls, launching the camera, taking pictures, controlling the iPhone's volume, and activating Siri. Now, what's the range on your Pebble Watch to your phone? Is it Bluetoothy based? Is it 10 meters?
Yeah, it's Bluetooth LE.
So you can trigger a camera shot from 10 meters.
Yeah.
Fantastic for taking selfies.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, all kinds of functionality. And, I mean, it's a deal. I was using another one. There was another one called Smartwatch Plus, I think. Is this one Plus? This is a Smartwatch Plus. I was using another app called Smartwatch Plus. I can't remember. There's another similar one, but this one's better. Smartwatch Plus.
Excellent. Good pick. Like that one. Like that one a lot.
So, Adam, if you're using that software, do you see now a point for if there is such a thing as an iWatch coming? Because everyone says, I don't just want a device that just reads my messages. Can you actually see a use for it? Is it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is not integrated. It has some issues. You have to run this app in the background along with the Pebble app. So to have something that's just sort of built in and supported by Apple is going to be a much better, more seamless experience. I think also with this app, because there's different kinds of apps you can get for your Pebble smartwatch on iOS, but you have to sort of run them in the background. And I did read on this one, if you're running this app, you can't run other apps. So that's the one downside to this app is you hopefully all the functions that you need are within this one app because you can't run additional ones at the same time. I think they'll conflict. So...
Excellent.
Cool.
Good one. Like that a lot. Swags, what have you got for us, buddy?
I got a freebie today.
Woohoo!
After spending so much money over Christmas and stuff, $20 apps here and there, it was time for something free. So, actually, this one came about because the wife's phone was, geez, it was crap, actually. The 4 was just running really crap on iOS, so we did a complete reinstall or restore on the phone, and... Then she asked me, can I have my photos back on my camera roll? And at first I said, no, I don't think you can. Hmm. And then I went and looked for an app, and yes, you can.
Is that because you were in the spare room and you had nothing else to do?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But this actually worked pretty well. I was actually amazed with it. It's called Drop to Roll, and it's free, and it transfers from either your Windows machine or, of course, your Mac machine. And you do it over your Wi-Fi, make sure it's on the same network, of course, and you'll connect and drop over your photos, and then you import them, and everything's back on the camera roll like it was. It's superb. Worked perfect.
That is good. That's very utilitarian, definitely, because it's one of the big frustrations, isn't it, with any upgrade?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Getting the episode.
Good pick. And free. Back to the
screen. And free.
Back to Tommy Titus. Well done, mate.
Right on. Yeah, I got to start the year right. Got to start it free.
Mr. Madden, I've lost your video, mate. I've lost Mr. Madden. Never mind.
Oh, no.
I'll be back in a minute. Kelly G.
Yeah, so I have a bonus pick this week, and I'll go with that one first. And that is the game that you always hear Kyle and I freaking out about called The Room. Is an iPad-only game, but they've now released a Pocket version for your phone. It's called The Room Pocket, and you can play a little bit and see what you think, and after you complete a level, then I think it's $2 to unlock the whole thing, and that's, like, the only in-app purchase. It's the only thing you have to do if you really want to do it. So I like their system because it's like, you can try it out, and then if you like it, you can pay $2, which is a reasonable price, and keep playing. Super, super fun. So I really like it. And then my bonus, that was my bonus pick.
Which one's that?
That must be Carl.
Carl, how dare you talk over Kelly's pick?
I'm so sorry. That happened last night as well. Sorry.
Here he is.
So go on, Kelly.
My actual pick is called Rise. And it's an alarm clock app. And the thing that I really like about it is that it's very easy to snooze if you are budgeting snooze time. I like to have one snooze. So it's very easy to do. And I also like that you can set it to go to sleep to a particular playlist of music on your phone. Or you can set it to wake up to a particular playlist of music on your phone. So if you really want to start out every day with Sabotage by the Beastie Boys, you can totally do that. And the other thing I like about it is, if that's maybe not your thing, there's some really nice alarm sounds in it for other options. So if you want something a little less jarring first thing in the morning right out the gate, you don't have to worry about that. And it looks very nice. It's a very pretty application. It's $1.99 in the App Store. And I think it's super useful. And you can pay for separate alarms. So they also have an upgrade plan where you can buy, like, you can buy multiple alarm settings. So, like, right now I only can have one alarm, and it's either on or it's off. If I want to change it on the weekends, maybe I want it a little bit later, I have to do that manually every weekend. Or you can buy a second alarm set and say, okay, this one goes off Monday through Friday, this one goes off Saturday and Sunday. But it's easy to use, it's super helpful, and I like that it does what it's supposed to do, and it does it really well.
Excellent. Good pick.
Kyle will never know because it's $2.
Yeah. Well done, mate.
Uh-huh. Wait till February.
we've lost Kyle's video again. But are you there, Kyle?
Yeah, hang on. Let me.
Don't worry. We'll do Will's pick next. Off you go, William. Hello, Will.
I can hear you. Everybody's breaking up a bit. Can you hear me?
Have you got a pick, mate? Cool thing.
Yeah, I have. I've got two of them, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
The first one is a book called Iconic. So it's this pro photographer, and he has pretty much taken high-resolution pictures of all the significant Apple products from the Mac, iPhone, etc., you know, iPod, but also all of the packaging and the manuals and prototypes and everything. Not exhaustive. Is that the word I'm looking for?
I'm looking at it now, and yes.
And so, yeah, it's a book called Iconic. It's only available really in America at a reasonable price. I think it's about $70, and he wants, I think, about $40 to ship to the UK. But if you really want to buy it in the UK, it's available. You can buy it at Harrods.
Iconicbook.com, Kelly's put in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Iconicbook.com is where you can buy it from. If you're in the US, or Harrods if you're in the UK. Or you can spend $40 for postage, but that's quite a lot of money, I think. The second one is a podcast, Mac podcast, called the Aussie...
Well, he's Australian, so we didn't really want that to come out anyway, so fair enough. Will Green's video's frozen, and so is Will's footage.
The Aussie!
Well, we don't need to know anymore. That's great. Well done, Will. Great pick, mate. Love that.
Ozzy Osbourne is doing a Mac show now.
Ozzy and the Cockroaches.
Sharon!
Excellent.
Where's my phone?
Excellent.
The Ozzy Osbourne Mac podcast.
Thank you, Greeny. Superb, mate. Great job. Carl, what have you got for us?
My pick, same one from last night. My one, Adam put me onto this, and it's called Plexify. If you have Plex Connect, or if you used to use Plex Connect on your Apple TV, it was always a bit of a hassle because Apple changed the security certificates needed to get into the Apple TV. But this thing called Plexify makes it really easy, not only to install the latest copy of Plex Connect and keep it up to date as well, but also to sort of not really jailbreak your Apple TV, but certainly insert some certificates on it. So it will point back to your Plex server, wherever that is in the house, and you can stream all your content to your Apple TV on the Plex app. It works absolutely blindingly, and it's so simple to set up. You just have to follow these simple instructions that are on the screen as you go through the process. Just pay particular attention to the last one, which is what I forgot to do. And that caused me a few headaches.
But in the words of Adam before we started, he did say, you follow the steps and you'll be fine.
I know, but you know, you typical bloke.
Must follow the steps.
Typical bloke. You rush through, you think you know what you're doing, and I just didn't read the last one because it's got a specific address on it, which points back to your to the service, obviously.
Mm. Excellent.
Plex is rubbish.
Oh, shut up, Will.
No, it's not.
He's back.
It's not.
I actually really like it.
I remember when I used to listen when you said that the first time, Will, and back then you was right. It was the bill of a dog, but it's now so much better.
Tons more.
I remember sitting in the pub with you showing me that, look, I can watch TV episodes from my computer at home.
Yep.
And you're thinking, but why bother? I mean, who gives a monkey?
Well, no, I mean, not in a pub. You don't want to do that, but you go on a holiday or something. You don't have to do any media backup, even though you can do that if you join their premium service. But you could just stream from any... I could go to Australia and stream the content from back home. And as long as you've got a decent connection, it looks absolutely brilliant.
Well, why would you want to do that? Why not just, if you want videos on your iPhone or something, you just connect it and sync it to your Mac and drag them across that way.
Okay, but
Because you can only put, like, two on...
However many movies you've got, you've got access to the whole lot.
Porn. That's what it is. I know what you're after. You're accessing your huge porn library.
With the pants.
He's looking for some auto-stimulation. Very good. My cool thing I have in front of me here is the game that I mentioned earlier on. It is absolutely superb, the helicopter game. You can refuel here. And you've got little rudders at the bottom. You've got several views that you can get. So you've got a machine gun viewer who's at the side, and you can tilt to change the angle on him. And also then you've got an external view for the helicopter, but you've got an internal view as well, which is much easier to fly it on. And you just push the thing up. And if you're worried about it floating one way or the other, you can always press sound. I've crashed live. I haven't crashed the damn thing all day. And then lo and behold, I crash it as soon as I start this. Bugger. Bugger, I forgot to press center. How do I start? Is that the end? Oh, that's it. I've knackered it. Resume. Quit. Okay. Start again. So you've got loads of things to choose from. Here's another one. That's the helicopter. There we go. So you can center it here, and it says, right, you calibrated, you're in. And then you refuel. And it actually takes quite fine adjustment to get it to fly. It's really, really good. And then you can do an altimeter hold as well, and you just fly around the environment. It's really, really good. And there's little pedals at the bottom here for the rudder. And it is absolutely fantastic. The physics on it are excellent, especially when you're trying to land. It. I'm going to crash. Yeah, I've knackered it. There we go. I'm really annoyed at myself now because that actually makes it look like it's crap, but it's not. It's really, really good, and I haven't crashed it at all until I tried to do it on a screen with a bunch of watchers.
Oh, the pressure.
Live tech demo.
It's not the first time I've had performance anxiety, it has to be said. Yeah. There we go.
Is that how you fly your drone?
You and as your pilot.
You're all doomed.
Problem is everything's
gonna get
backwards.
Stickers that say that, and they're all just going to be like, people are going to start slapping them on like abandoned cars by the side of the road that are destroyed, and it'll say, "Ewan is my co-pilot."
Yeah. The other thing is, I on the recommendation of Alison from last week, I bought the C920, and I haven't fitted it up for the shows yet. I will do, but it's a beautiful camera. You've just watched the camera there playing the thing. So, well done, Alison. Thank you very much for that recommendation.
Is that a new Logitech?
The C920. Yeah.
The jigger? Okay.
Plug and play. Well worth it. Where can we get a hold of you then, Adam?
You find me over at Maccast, maccast.com. Also on We Have Communicators with Jeff Gamet and Michael Johnston. So that's wehavecommunicators.com. And Maccast pretty much every place. Twitter, Facebook is... Man. Facebook's actually the Maccast because somebody stole my name. But yeah, we won't go into that.
And in 2 months' time, guiding me by the hand, drunk, back to the apartment that we rented.
It's going to be fun.
That's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to go to Macworld. I am so, so excited.
Are you going to bum Adam?
If he lets me.
Excellent.
Paul Wheatley's coming as well, so I've got someone else to hold my hand. We could. I don't know who else is in the apartment with us, but there's three of us in the apartment for sure. So we'll keep me in touch with who's the developments. If you come into Macworld, there's going to be out where the British are going to be coming. Paul Kent's on next week, so we're going to see what shows we can do from there. We might do the Big Show and we might do the Max Show. I don't think anyone's going to be open at 7:30 in the morning, so it could be that the Max Show is a different day and a different time because we'll have to do whatever they let us do. But if we can do a show from there, we're definitely doing a show with crowd participation and loads of fun. Swags, where are you, sir?
Just find me on Twitter, at Kyle Swagger, Swagger1G.
Yes. Very good, Mason. How's the life over there with the work and stuff with NBA? Is it all still going on?
No. We're fixing to enter All Star Week here pretty soon, and everything's going really good. And it's all good.
Excellent.
It's all good.
Kelly G. Oh! Who's that?
Apparently, my phone doesn't like being next to my microphone. Sorry about that.
All right.
You can find me on Twitter and app.net as Verso.
Excellent, Mrs. Thank you. Star, Greeny, you're a star.
You can find me at British Mac.
British Mac. Are you got an episode out soon? Or?
Yeah, I meant to. I got to edit up the audio, and I've got a nice interview with a gentleman called F.G. Cottam. And if you are a supernatural or horror fan, you'll know his work. He's a really great author. And so we've got a nice interview with him about the sort of creative process in writing a supernatural or horror novel. It's really big over in this country. I don't know whether it'll be so big in America or whatever. Most books tend to be sort of UK-centric, but good old-fashioned horror books, and it's an interesting interview with
him. Excellent. And last but by no means least, I will not forget you. I do apologise. Carl Madden.
You can get me on Twitter at Clausio1001 or on the Mac and Forth Show. Two episodes in the iTunes store already, podcast bit. And we record on Wednesdays and it goes out. The show gets posted out on the same night as well.
There you go. Tony the chat room says, Englishman, Scotsman and a giant walk into Macworld. I'm not sure where Adam is in that, but an American, a Scotsman and a giant walk into Macworld. I'll have to wait and see. We'll be back again next week. Mac Show as normal. I'm pretty sure I'm not working next Friday, so we should be good. Should be fine. We've got a new show on Monday night at 7 p.m. We're recording the Pocket Show. We're going to try and broadcast it, so, but I won't be in the studio. I'll be working, but I'll be doing it from an office. So next week, Pocket Show, Monday night, 7 o'clock. Look out on the feeds and I'll tweet out if we start and get it live. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
I wonder if Kelly's going to tase us again.